Tattva-sandarbha is divided into two parts. So the first part was to prove what is pramana, what is the authoritative scripture. So all other types of proof raised by different persons, like the Nyayikas or the Buddhists or the Jains or the Sankhya philosophers or whoever, they have all sorts of different proofs, but all of these are rejected, and the only one that remains to define Supreme Lord is Sabda.
その他には、仏教とか、ジャイナ教とか、または、サンキャとか、アニャヤとか、様々な論理学があったわけですけど、最終的にはそれら全て拒否されましたというのは、思考集というものが認められているものを はつまり経典だけで、あるという結論でした。
And concerning Sabda, the other Sabdas like Buddhism and Jain and Christianity and Muslim are rejected, and the only Sabda that is accepted is Vedas, Puranas, Itihasa, things following after the Vedas.
でまたそのシャブダ経典といってもそのベーダやいや仏教やジャイナ教や、まあ、他の教、宗教の経典というのは権威として認められませんでしたというのはプラーナウパニシャッドイティハーサなどからなるそのベーダが最終的に権威あるシャブダであると経典であるということになります。
So because the Vedas were difficult to understand, Vedavyasa divided into four.
そしてそのベーダというのを理解するのは非常に難しいということで、ヴィアサデーバは4つにベーダを分割しました。
Then he wrote the Brahma Sutras and the Puranas, 18 Puranas, and Mahabharata.
そして、その18のプラーナや、18 Purana and
Brahma Sutras,
Brahma Sutra,
and Mahabharata,
Mahabharata、などを書いたわけです。
Still, that was not complete. So then Narada Muni told him to.Simply write a scripture that will indicate Krishna as the object of worship.
で、それでも完全ではなかったわけです。で、そこでナラダムニが現れて、ただ思考集を、まあ、崇拝するということだけに焦点を当てたものを書くように、そういうふうに、指示しました。
So the conclusion is that Bhagavatam is the final scripture.
そして、バガバタムが最終的な経典であるという結論に至ったわけです。
So if we want to know who is Supreme Lord, and we want to know the process of approaching the Supreme Lord, we get it from Bhagavatam and not from any other scripture.
で、人がもし思考主を知りたければ、そしてその思考なる存在に至るプロセスを知りたければ、唯一バガヴァタムを紐解くという、まあ、そういうそのように、そのバガヴァタムしかないという結論に至ったわけです。
So to prove this, he quoted from Vedas, from Puranas, and from Mahabharata.
で、その
proved that this Bhagavatam is the final scripture.、
はい、でそのバガヴァタムが最終的なぜ、最終的な経典であるのかというその証拠。証拠はバガヴァタムはそのブラフマスートラプラーナウパニシャッドベーダと全く変わりがないということであったからです。
So Jiva Goswami divides the topics which Bhagavatam discusses or which any scripture discusses into three topics: Sambandha, Abhijaya, and Prayojana.
でジーヴァ・ゴーサミーはバガヴァタムにおけるその主題を3つに分けました。それがサンバンダ・アビデヤ・プラヨジャナです。
サンバンダ ultimately refers to the main topic, which means ultimately the Supreme Lord.
でサンバンダというのは主要な話題であるわけですけど、それが思考主についての主題であるわけです。
Prayojana refers to the goal, what the jiva achieves.
で、プライオジャナはジーバが到達するゴールとは何なのか、そのゴールについてです。
And Abhideya means the process to get to the goal.
で、Abhideya はそのプロセスに至る道のりです。
So,these actually will be discussed in detail in the other Sandarbhas. We have the Bhagavata Sandarbha, Paramatma Sandarbha, and Krishna Sandarbha that deals with Sambandha.
で、それらについて言及しているのが、 first one, which is
Bhagavat
Sandarbha, Paramatma Sandarbha,
Krishna.
クリシナサンダルバの3つによってその3番ダギャナが網羅されている。
And Bhakti Sandarbha deals with Abhideya, the process.
で、Bhakti Sandarbha がそのアビデやプロセスであるわけです。
And Priti Sandarbha deals with Prayojana, Prema.
で、Priti Sandarbha がプライオジャナ、プレマ、つまりゴールです。
However, in the second part of the Tapa Sandarbha, he briefly establishes what is samanda, what is the main topic.
で、そして、その、タットバサンダルバの第2部は、まあ、かいつまんで、何が、サンバンダで、あるのか、ということについて、語っています。
So yesterday, we discussed how, Vedavyas had samadhi, and that samadhi, he saw different things. He saw the Supreme Lord, he saw the Jiva, he saw the process of bhakti, he saw Maya Devi and the relationships.
前回ですね、ヴィアサデヴァがサマーディに入って、思考集を見た、まあ、その様が、描写、その描写が、あったわけですけど、そこでは、ヴィアサデヴァは、クリシナを見て、そして、クリシナ、he saw the Krishna and
Jiva,
Jiva を見て、そして、その影にマーヤを見たわけです。
And bhakti.
そして、バクティを見たわけです。
So, this is actually, this is Vyasadeva's samadhi, and based on this, he wrote the Bhagavatam.
で、これがその、ヴィアサデヴァが、まあ、そのサマーディの、境地の中で見たものを書いたのがシリマド・バガバタムであるわけです。
The reason that Jiva Goswami mentions this is because this shows that the subject of Bhagavatam and of course the ultimate subject of all the scriptures is that there is a Supreme Lord who is distinct from the Jiva, and Jiva is not simply a reflection of Brahman or a little piece of Brahman covered by ignorance.
で最終的にそのジーバ・ゴサミはそのバーワタムではそのジーバと思考集というのははっきり住み分けしていると、そしてジーバはブラフマンからこう分け出たそういう存在ではないと。
Okay, so and of course these establish the subject matters, the Supreme Lord and the relationship with the Jiva and the process of bhakti.
で、まあ、これがその思考主とは何なのか、ジーバとは何なのか、そしてジーバとの関係、そしてそのジーバとの思考主との関係を、まあ、打ち立てるプロセスとは何なのかということに関する主題です。
Jiva Goswami also illustrates how the beginning and the end, the upakrama and upasamhar, these statements should be the same subject.
でジーバ・ゴスワミはその最初と最後で、まあ、同じ、結論、うん、でなければならないと、それがウパ何でしたっけ、
ウパクラマ、
ウパクラマと
ウパサンハラ、
ウパサンハラ、
yeah.
ビギニングのウパクラマ、
yeah.
ウパクラマとウパサンハラ、
So we have the first verse of Bhagavatam, second verse of Bhagavatam, so theyindicate Krishna.
で、バガヴァタムの最初と第一節と二節はそのクリシナについて、まあ、クリシナを、まあ、指し示している説であるわけです。
And at the end of the Bhagavatam Sutta speaks in the 12th canto, 12th chapter, then again he mentions the same topic that is we're talking about, sambandha abhidhya prayojana Krishna, the process of bhakti, and prema.
そして一番最後のバガヴァタムの12巻の12章の、まあ、一番最後の節でシューカデバスータゴースワミが語っていることも最初と同じように、サンバンダアビデやプラヨジャナ、そしてクリシナと、そして、バクティについて語っています。
So again to emphasize the main topic, Jiva Goswami now discusses the 10 topics of Bhagavatam
で、そして、ジーバ・ゴスワミはここで、バガヴァタムにおける10の主題、について挙げています。
So these 10 topics are considered to be the topics of a Mahapurana, a major Purana will have these 10 topics.
で、この10の主題というのがマハプラナと呼ばれるものであるわけです。
Other Puranas may have only 5 topics.
で、他のプラナでは5つの主題に限られています。
So therefore we'll find similar topics in Vishnu Purana.
それゆえマハプラナと言われるわけですけど、また似たような主題が挙げられているのがビシュヌプラナですか?
Yeah. So, this is the list of the 10 topics mentioned in the second canto of Bhagavatam.
で、これが、シュリマド・バガヴァタム第2巻で述べられている10の主題のリストです。
Again, at the end of the Bhagavatam, the topic, 10 topics are again listed.
で、また、バガヴァタムのどこですか?
11th
canto. 第11巻でも、またその10の主題について挙げられています。
So in other words, not only the Supreme Lord is discussed, we have 10 different topics discussed.
で、この思考集についてだけ語られているのではなくて、その10の主題が挙げられているということ。他の10の主題が挙げられているということです。
The first topic is called Sarga, or primary creation.
で、最初の主題が Sarga と呼ばれる、第一、創造です。
This means the creation of manifesting the elements from Prakriti up to the point where the universe is formed.
で、それはプラクリティ、と呼ばれるものであって、それがプラクリティ up to point
where universe is formed. See those bubbles up there? The universe is
coming from Prakriti.
Up to the one that's here shape. Mahatattva, Sutra, Ahankara, mind, senses, devatas.
その宇宙体ですね。はいはい。宇宙体として最終的に現れるプラクリティの要素です。
Now the whole point of this, of course this is very similar to Sankhya. Same elements, and in Nyaya also they have the same elements. So what's the difference?
で、これ非常にサンキャやニャヤで言及されていることと非常に類似しています。
Now the difference is that we got the Supreme Lord.
で、その違いは何かって言ったら、そこに思考主が存在しているということです。
So we all know that Vishnu glances, and this instigates Prakriti to become Mahatattva, and then Jiva enters, and this starts the whole process. So this, of course, has Shruti basis, because in the Taittiriya Upanishad it says the Lord glanced, and this produced the material world. So it's not just this Bhagavatam or whatever; it's also from Shruti.
でこれはバガヴァタムからというよりもシュルティの記述に基づいているわけです。そこでは思考集の一別がまず初めにあったという、そこから宇宙創造が行われたと、そうやってビシュヌの一別によってプラクリティが刺激を受けて動き始めて、その三様式がバランスを、その金星 を保っていた三様式がこう動き始めて、そこにジーバが入っていって、物質宇宙がこう展開していくという、そういう話です。
So Bhagavatam should never contradict the Vedas. They have to be the same.
で、バガヴァタムは決してそのベーダの見解と、まあ、矛盾するべきではありません。常に同じでイコールであるわけです。
Jiva Goswami and other acharyas always make sure that the statements of Bhagavatam are also supported by Shruti.
で、ジーバ・ゴスワミやルーパ・ゴスワミがいつもそのバガヴァタムの見解っていうのはいつもシュルティを補完しているべきであると。
So, Sarga, the whole point of Sarga here is to show how everything is created, but again, the difference with Sankhya philosophy is that we have Supreme Lord, who is the ultimate instigator of everything. Without him, nothing happens.
で、そこでバーガータムで記述されている、まあ、宇宙創造のプロセスというのはサンキャやニャヤと、まあまあ、ほぼ、まあ、同じなんですけど、そこの背後にまず最初に思考主というのが存在するということが、まあ、大きな違いであるわけです。その思考主の、まあ、力添ええー、というかその、うん、刺激、を与えられて、初めて宇宙創造が行われるということ、そういう点が違います。
Now, Sankhya philosophy also claims to be based on Shruti.
で、サンキャ哲学もまた、Shruti に基づいているわけです。
But their creation is Prakriti, comes together with Purusha, Jiva, and that's it. There's no Supreme Lord there at all.
でもそこにはその三教哲学はその思考主が存在しないわけです。ただプラクリティとプルシャがこうそこにジーバとがそのプラクリティが接触したというところ、をそれによってまあ創造が始まったというというそういうそれだけで思考主の話は出てきません。
So not only is Purusha, that is the Mahavishnu, the one glancing, but the whole idea is to link Mahavishnu to Krishna also.
で、それはそのマハヴィシュヌがその一別によって、宇宙創造が行われたというだけではなくて、そのマハヴィシュヌはクリシナと、まあ、リンクしていると、つながっているということが大切なんです。
Okay. So, second stage of creation is called Visarga, secondary creation.
で、次はそのビサルガと呼ばれる、二次的な宇宙創造です。
So after the elements create the universe, Vishnu enters the universe as Garbhadakshaya Vishnu, and from his navel we get Brahma, and Brahma creates the planetary systems and the bodies for all the living entities.
で、そのマハヴィシュヌの一別によって、プラクリティがこう展開して、宇宙体を作りました。それが第一創造です。その宇宙体、そのガルゴダカシャヤビシヌですか、が現れて、そのおへそからブラフマーが現れて、そのブラフマーから宇宙の天体系、惑星系が構築されて、そこに、生命体 の、まあ、その体のその姿がこう現れてくるという、そういう第二創造を行ったのがブラフマであるわけです。
Vishnu and Chakravarti relates these different ten topics with different cantos of the Bhagavatam. So third canto he relates to Sarga, and fourth canto to Visarga, fifth canto to Stiti, etc.
Vishnu and Chakravarti はその第三巻が最初の何でしたっけ？ファーストワン、ファーストクリエーションのですね。サルガについて、書かれていると。そして、第四巻がビサルガ、そして第五巻がスティティ、と呼ばれるもの。スティティ means
geography, universe description, universe.
宇宙構造ですね。
So, on the other hand, Jiva Goswami says.We can't really relate cantos with subjects because all the subjects are in all the cantos like that. So they're all over the place. So he doesn't try to isolate one canto for one subject.
Jiva Goswami. But Jiva Goswami はそういうふうにこう一つ一つの一つのなんていうんですか、その関東をこうはっきり区分けはしていません。
So anyway, we got the creation of.All the materials of the universe, then we get the universe, then we get inside the universe, then we get the planetary systems and the creatures created by Brahma.
で、まあ、その第一創造でプラクリティの宇宙創造が行われて、それから第二創造で ブラフマーが14回を作ってその中にさまざまな生命体生命形態を生み出したわけです。
So according to their different karmas, the jivas are then placed in bodies, and those bodies have to be situated in certain places. So there's all sorts of places in the universe according to your karma. So that's discussed in the fifth canto. It's called Stiti or Stana. That is all the geography and places where jivas can live.
で、それぞれがそのジーバの持つそれぞれのカルマに応じて、応じたその惑星系、その生命体たちが住む惑星系が、さまざまに今作り出されたわけです。で、その構造、構図、宇宙構造をスティティと言います。
The picture you see there is the center of Bhumandala, that's Jambudvip, and Meru sticking out the middle there. That big pole is Mount Meru.
で、真ん中に、まあ、この絵があるわけですけど、真ん中に、マウントメル、メール山があって、その周りにさまざまなその、まあ、惑星系がある。
Then you see the Varshas, you see mountain ranges there. There's three mountain ranges at the top, three mountain ranges at the bottom, and Varshas at the very bottom there, that circle in the corner there. So, the jivas get their places according to their karmas, and then they do their activities. So the Lord does not forget about the living entities. He's trying to uplift them all the time. So the topic is called Poshana, protection of the devotees.
で、そうやって、おのおのの、まあ、生命体は、カルマに応じたその場所が活動する場所が与えられて、そこでさまざまな活動を行うわけですけど、しかし思考主はその生命体たちのことを忘れたわけではありません。思考主は生命体たちをそこから引き上げたいと思っているわけです。そのために、ディボーティーのを守るというそういう質を表しているわけです。で、それがポーシャナと呼ばれます。それが第6巻で語られている主題です。
So in the sixth canto we have theStory of Ajamil and how he was protected from the Yamadutas because he chanted the name of Vishnu.
で、その第六巻では、ヤマラジの、ヤマラジじゃないです。アジャミラの話があったわけです。そのアジャミラがどのようにそのヤマラジから守られたのかという。
We also have the story of Chitrakesu, Indra and Vritrasura.
で、またそのチトラケートやそのインドラの、まあ、話があるわけです。
The next topic is called Uti, which means the different impulses, which are basically two, demons and devotees, desires.
で、まあ、そのように第五巻ではその思考師がどのようにディボティをまあ、守るのかという、まあ、そういう主題であったわけですけど、第7巻ではウティと言われます。それはその悪魔的な質と、まあ、神聖な質について、語られています。
So the living entities are spread throughout the universe, but then we can just divide them up into these two groups. The demons and the devotees.
で、まあ、生命体がさまざまな場所に、まあ、見落とされて活動しているわけですけど、でもその中でも常に、ディボーティーと、まあ、デーモンという2つのグループに、まあ、自然とこう分けられていくわけです。
So in the seventh canto we have a description of the demons represented by Hiranyakasipu.These are the Danavas and the Daityas, etc., family. And the devotee represented by Prahlad.
でその七巻ではその悪魔の代表選手がヒラニカシプであったわけです。その大天の、まあ、家系に生まれたわけです。大天というそういう悪魔の家系に、生まれたわけです、うん、そしてその一方でそのディボーティーの代表選手がプララーダであったわけです、うん、
Another topic is Manvantaras. This refers to a description of the different manus.There's 14 manus in a day of Brahma.
で次は第8巻ですけど、第8巻ではマンバンタラという主題です。それはマヌの、まあ、歴史についてです。
So of course in the third and fourth cantos we do have a description of Swayambhuva Manu, but in the eighth canto we have more detailed descriptions of the different manus after Swayambhuva all the way up until the end of the day of Brahma.
でそれはブラフマの一日に現れるそのマルの話ですけど、第4巻でもそのマンバンタラマルについてのごめんなさい、そうかな、ついて、まあ、話がありましたけど、ここでは第8巻では、まあ、もっと 詳細にわたってその、まあ、マンバンタラのマルについて、言及しています。
OK So the next topic is called Ishanukata Stories about the Lord and His Devotees。
で次の主題がイシャヌカタと呼ばれます。それは思考主とディボティの、まあ、物語についてです。それが第9巻です。
In ninth canto we have the description of Ramchandra.
で第9巻ではラマチャンドラの物語について語られています。
Okay. So the eighth topic is Mukti, liberation.
で8番目の主題が解放ムクティ、と呼ばれます。それが、第、11巻です。
In the 11th canto, Krishna has a discussion with Uddhava, and there he devotes several chapters to liberation.
で、クリシナがそのウッダバに、語ったその、まあ、解放の、まあ、話が あります。
Okay.The ninth topic is Nirodha or destruction.
で、九番目の主題がニローダ、破壊です。
In the 12th canto, there's a description of four types of destruction that take place.
で、第十二巻では四種類のその破壊について語られています。Yeah.
The obvious destruction is destruction of our bodies when we die.
で、まあ、まず、まあ、よく私たちが、まあ、知っているそのこの肉体の死ですね。これが一つの、まあ、破壊です。
The big next big destruction is called the Naimittic destruction. Is that's the night of Brahma.
で、
the day the night comes and there's a flood and everything. Everything gets destroyed. The next day Brahma has to create everything. So every day of Brahma there's a
で次の大きな破壊がブラフマの一日が終わる、ブラフマの夜に起こる破壊です。
The next, the third destruction is after Brahma's life. There's a pralaya, a big destruction. Everything is destroyed permanently.
で次により大きな破壊というのがブラフマの一生が終わる時です。その時には全てが完全に破壊されます。
The fourth destruction is the destruction of the material body for the living entity when he gets liberation and he doesn't come back to the material world.
で、4番目の破壊というのが、生命体が解放を達成して、物質界を、まあ、下脱した時です。そして、完全にその、まあ、物質的な体を完全に捨て去って、解放を達成すると、そうやってもう二度と物質世界に戻ってこないという、まあ、それが4番目の破壊です、
うん、That's a wave going over the Himalayas there. That's a Himalayan monastery up there. Apparently. And the tenth topic is called Asraya, or the supreme shelter, the supreme cause. And so this refers to Krishna.
で、十番目の主題がアシュラヤです。アシュラヤとは至高なる保護所、シェルター 至高なるバガバン、スワヤンバガバン、つまりクリシナのことです。
So this is in the 10th canto.
それが第10巻です。
So,
これが第10の主題であろうと。
So though there are 10 topics in the Bhagavatam, the important topic is the, this one here, that is Krishna.
で、その10の主題、バガバタムの中で網羅されている10の主題の中で、最も重要な主題が最後に挙げたクリシナについてです。
So that is stated in the second canto in this particular verse where it says that Vidura and Maitreya and other devotees describe the 9 topics in order to impart the highest knowledge of the 10th topic through the words of scripture and stories.
で、それがそのバガヴァタムの第2巻の10の一節二節で語られているそのビドラとマイトレイヤーとまた他のディボーティーたちの中で行われたそのディスカッションであるわけで、そこではその9つの主題について哲学的な議論が交わされたわけです。
So we see that these 10 topics actually areOf these 10 topics, the 9 are actually related to the material world. Sarga, Visarga, Stiti, Poshanahuti, everything happening in the material world, avatars, manvantaras, all this, and then finally trying to get out of the material world.
で、それでその9つの主題っていうのは全て物質世界と関連した話であって、そのマンバンタラマルとかなんとかかんとかっていうのを、そういういろんな主題が全部物質世界に関わっていて、そこから、その物質世界から、解放されたされるというのがムクティで、あるわけです。
So though all of these different topics are related with devatas, Brahma, and Shiva and others and Mahavishnu, etc. Behind that, ultimately, we have Krishna.
で、その九つの主題の中には、デーバタとか、ブラフマとか、シバとか、ビシュヌとか、いろんな神々たち、がこう関わっている主題があるわけですけど、それらすべての背後に、がクリシナという存在にすべてがつながってくるわけです。
So though it appears that these topics are talking about other things, no, they're actually there to relate and point back to Krishna.
でもそういう部分っていろんな主題があるわけですけど、それらすべては全部独立的なものではなくて、クリシナに関連したものであるわけです。
So in other words, Mahavishnu glances, but behind Mahavishnu we have Krishna.
言い換えれば、そのマハビシュヌの一別の背後にクリシナが存在しているということです。
Brahma does the creation in the material world of the planetary systems and the bodies, but he can't do anything without the inspiration from Krishna.
で、ブラフマはその14回を作ってさまざまな生命形態を作ったわけですけど、そのインスピレーションはクリシナという、背後に存在しているクリシナなしには何もすることができないわけです。
And the whole material world is ultimately, constructed and supported by the different entities, but ultimately behind that is Krishna again.
で、その宇宙のその構造、14回のその構造を作っているものっていうの、それもまた背後にクリシナというものが存在しなければ、そういうものも作ることができません。
Okay.So here, another verse from the tenth, second chapter, a second canto, the 10th chapter again. This again describes that the Asura is Bhagavan.
で、ここではそのまた、バガヴァタムの2巻の10の7の節が挙げられていますけど、ここでもまたアシュラやバガヴァンについて言及されています。
And so from him comes the creations, subgrowth, sarga, visarga, stiti, uti, poshana, all these different things. They're all coming from Bhagavan, who is Krishna.
その第一次創造、第二次創造と、とか、 その保護とか慈悲とかカルマとかダルマとか、まあ、さまざまなものが化身とか解放とかあるわけですけど、それはすべてクリシュナからやってくるということです。
So by explaining the ten topics, he's showing that the Bhagavatam ultimately that is pointing to Krishna as the Sambandha.
で、まあそのようにして、さまざまな主題があるわけですけど、それら全部クリシュナというものにこう。つながってくると、クリシナにこう向いて、いっている、向かわせるもので、あったわけです。
So after discussing the ten topics, then he ends this sandar, tattva sandarbha.
で、その十の主題について、まあ、語って、そして、このtattva sandarbhaが、まあ、幕を閉じるわけです。
And so here he explains that Bhagavatam is the source of the Sandarbhas. He's quoting Bhagavatam verses because it's the ultimate proof.
で、その、バガヴァタムが、その、タトゥアサンダルバっていうのは全て、そのバガヴァタムに基づいてあるものであるということを、ジゴゴサミは語っています。
And he's also stating that, He is not independently made this work, but it's actually instructions of Rupa and Sanatana.
で、またこのジーバゴサミは彼がこのタツバサンダルバをまとめたのは、自分が独立的にやったのではなくて、ルーパゴサミとサナタのゴサミの教えによって、彼らの教えに基づいてこれを記したということでした。
Okay. And then he pays his respects to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
そして彼は最後にチャイタニマハプラブに敬意を捧げています。
He's come to purify Kali Yuga.
で、カリユガを浄化しにやってきたお方であるシューチャイタニマです。
終わり。
以上です。まあ、以上でタトゥアサンダルバが終わりました。質問、はい、どうぞ。
Maharaj, you mentioned that Vyasadev, he had that mystical darshan, he saw the Lord, Maya, all the energies. And you mentioned, because I don't recall that, he, you mentioned he saw also bhakti. Like Bhakti Devi?
Vyasa saw bhakti yoga to the Lord, which eventually destroys jiva samsara. And he saw prema also.
He saw bhakti yoga.
Doesn't say in personified bhakti devi or anything, but
but he saw the process.
Yeah, how the process is the deliverance for the jivas.
And because devotees often say bhakti devi, she is like is she Srimati Radharani or?
It's a different Shakti.
So Bhakti Devi is...
Of course, Bhakti is mainly Kladini Shakti, but actually that Shakti, there's different Shaktis in the spiritual world. So I think there's Bhakti Shakti, there is Leela Shakti. Leela Shakti produces Leelas, and there's so many other Shaktis mentioned in the Bhakti Sandarbha.
So that is separate...
Separate person, yeah.
He sees bhakti means that he saw the shakti, bhakti shakti.
What does it say? Well, there's a shakti. We don't know whether there's a person or not a person. We don't know. He saw how the jiva gets delivered through the process of bhakti. Maybe bhakti devi personified, or maybe not. We don't know.
その質問ですけど、そのヴィアサデヴァがサマーディで見たそのクリシュナの姿や。いろんなものを見たんですけど、その中にそのバクティも見たというのがあったと思いますが、それはどういう意味ですかと言ったら、まあ、そのバクティデビーを見たのかどうかということは書かれてはいませんけど。
He explains here, I think I recall, that Maya here, the question comes, well, how can Maya take shelter behind the Lord and be ashamed? So then he says, no, actually, each Shakti is personified, so it becomes a person as well.
Which Shakti?
This is like Maya Shakti.
Yes.
How can she become ashamed and hide behind the Lord? Yeah. So Shakti is a Shakti. So then his reply is, no, there's a personification of the Shakti also. So Maya Devi has her personification. So we can say he's with all of his energies. His energies are also personified, we could say. So even Bhakti is personified.
Yeah.
で、その、まあ、そのマーヤデービーがクリシナの影で、まあ、こうちょっと影を潜めて、まあ、恥ずかしそうにしていたっていうそういう、まあ、様を見たという記述ですから、そのマーヤっていうのは単なるその、まあ、エネルギーというだけではなくて、その、まあ、マーヤの権化として、そういう、まあ、人格化した存在を見たということです。そういうニュアンスがあるわけですから、バクティもそれぞれ、その権化としてその人格化したものを見たと言えると思います。ということで、他に何か質問ありますでしょうか。
どうぞ。
Do Tulsi Maharani also only say Bhakti Devi? She is different. She is Vrinda Devi. Vrinda Devi is an associate who arranges the forests of Vrindavan to make them suitable for the pastimes of Krishna. So she's got a particular function. So she's distinct from Bhakti Devi also.
でそのバクティデビとトラシーデビは同じですかという質問ですが、まあ、トラシーデビはそのブリンダデビと呼ばれるわけですけど、ブリンダデビっていうのはそのブリンダーバンの森でクリシナがラダとパスタイムを行うのに、まあ、そのふさわしいその森の中でふさわしいその場所を、まあ、アレンジする、手はずを整える、そういう奉仕をしているのがそのブリンダデイビーですから、まあ、そういう意味でそのまあバクティデイビーの、まあ一部というか、まあとも言えるわけです。他に、ありますか。スカイプつながってない、スカイプ聞こえてますか。
つながってないです
。
つながってない。
スカイプ doesn't?
Not connected.
It's not connected.
Joyce, Joyce, Joyce.
It went up many times. Many times. Mm-hmm. But didn't come on fine the last time. I don't know.
So again, it's broken the connection.
It looks like it. I don't know.
Yeah, sometimes evening always many times cut.You also tried to before that one, maybe? Anyway.
Maharaji, we saw were there 10 topics, like Sarga, Visarga. One of them was like Uti, impulse. Devotees and demons. So I could decipher that devotees are, you know, part of Krishna, like part and parcel of Krishna. Demons are also part and parcel of Krishna.
Well, they're all jivas.
Right.
So the jivas were related to Krishna, but they also have free will. So by their free will, they can like or dislike Krishna. So they're all the energy of Krishna, Tatasya Shakti, the demons and the devotees. But due to their individual desires, then some worship him and some don't.
All connect.
But they're all dependent on the Supreme Lord ultimately.
But connection in different energy. Demon connect to Krishna, different energy.
No, simply because they're Tatasya Shakti.
Yeah.
They're connected to the Lord because they're all dependent on Him. All the time.
But the devotee connects to Krishna by different energy.
Well, by bhakti.
By bhakti Shakti.
Yeah.
How different Chitta Shakti and...
Chitta Shakti is general for all the spiritual energies together. Includes everything. Ladini, Sambit, Sandini, Lila Shakti, whatever.
We can say that sometimes consciousness or Chitta Shakti.
Oh, that's Sambit.
Sambit, not the Chitta Shakti.
Chitta Shakti just means spiritual energy in general.
Oh, that's a different Chitta Shakti and Chitta.
Yeah, Chitta is material. That's material consciousness.
Material consciousness.
Yeah, Chitta is part of the Antakara along with the Buddhi, Manas, Ahankara, internal organ, internal whatever, Antakara, inner sense.
Consciousness, Sanskrit was consciousness. What's a chitta?
Chaitanya. Chaitanya?
Chaitanya, consciousness.
Chit.
Chit. Yeah. That's a different chitta shakti.
Well, chit shakti there means basically the spiritual energy, as opposed to achit shakti, which is the material energy.
It's
spiritual, material, chit and achit.
Consciousness, the chitta shakti.
It can mean consciousness, but of course it's more than consciousness also.
Yeah, yeah. And how different the Brahman, energy of the Brahman?
Mm-hmm.
Energy of the Brahman. How different the chitta?
Well, it's basically sat. It has everything in it, such that ananda, but proportionately is more sat. That's all the realization in Brahman. Now I'm eternal, finished. Paramatma's got more chit in it, and Bhagavan realization has more ananda in it.
Eternity, the energy. Brahman. Perceived by chit shakti.
Well, it depends on the person. The Mayavadis, they say that that Brahman is chit and only chit. Awareness, but not aware of anything. So we can call it consciousness, but when we usually speak of consciousness, you're conscious of something. So therefore, that theory is said to be faulty because it doesn't really mean anything, right? Their Chinmatra theory. So in other words, their whole state of Brahman, that description is not really true. It was rejected.
Those who, so like, it's very, most people, they have understanding of what is to realize Brahman, some understanding what is to realize Bhagavan, but to realize Paramatma is sometimes not clearly understood. Like, what does it mean to realize Paramatma? Like, for the devotees, this is like having relationship with the Lord in the heart, like intuition or something like this. But otherwise, from the standard Vedic point of view, what will be the to realize Paramatma? Which process? Mystic yoga, ashtanga, and then just seeing the Paramatma in the heart and sharing some siddhis, or what is it?
Oh, well, it depends on the motive of the person. And usually the yogis, their motive is they want to use Paramatma to get liberation and merge in Brahman. That's the normal yogi.
So means it's ultimately again Brahman.
Yeah.
Goes to Brahman. So yeah. Paramatma is like inter between station.
Yeah. Of course, as I said, the yogi can also merge into Paramatma or into the effulgence of Paramatma. Either case is not very good.
Yeah.
The same as Brahman.
Like this Panchopasana, which they do, the Mayavadis, something like they use all those deities and everything, worship of all, just to achieve the...
And then they reject it all.
They reject.
How different the Brahman, the realization, and the Paramatma realization?
Well, the Paramatma realization ultimately, as I said, turns into much like Brahman realization.
Yeah.
For most of them. Now, the positive side of it would be that it's superior to Brahman because there's a person there as Vishnu. Unfortunately, most of the yogis, they give the Vishnu up in favor of merging. If they don't, then of course they're more advanced and then they can realize that Paramatma form, and if they get association they can start worshipping him, then they get Bhagavan realization.
So is it generally Ashtanga Yoga which brings to the darshan with Paramatma?
Yeah, well, this is said in the Yoga Sutras, they should meditate on the, and in Bhagavad Gita it says that the yogi has to depend on Paramatma to get his realization, to stop his mind and get his realization and, you know, get his samadhi and everything. So he worships Paramatma for that purpose, and then he withdraws himself from Paramatma and he sends up into Brahman.
What about you mentioned the Jiva Goswami, the Tattva Sandarva, Paramatma Sandarva.
Mm-hmm. That describes three Vishnu forms. Shiradakshay, Garbhadakshay, and Mahavishnu. They're all called Paramatma. Paramatma, and like Paramatma the individual, is this Shiradakshay Vishnu. Paramatma of the universe, each universe, is Garbhadakshay Vishnu. Paramatma of the Prakriti is Mahavishnu. It's related to matter, related to the material world. So it's a functional form of the Lord to deal with the material world, so therefore it's inferior to the forms in the spiritual world who are not related to the matter at all.
I think Vishwanath Chakravarti did explain Bhagavad Gita three functions of the Paramatma, Bhukta and Yagyatapasya, Bhukta and Sarva Loka Maheshwaram and Sufridam, three function of the Paramatma.
Well,
I think you translate that.
Maybe. he's the permitter. And he's the witness of everything. Mm-hmm. The Sakshi. What else? Hanumanta. And he's a witness of everything. I don't know what the other one. The Bhokta.
Bhokta. Enjoy.
Well, he allows the jiva to enjoy. Definitely.
I think he said that Bhokta, the four karma, karma yogi, for sacrifice.
Okay.
Karma yogi.
Mm-hmm.
Give to.
Okay, let them enjoy.
Yagya for karma yogi,
yeah.
Yagya tapasa,
mm-hmm.
And jnani and yogi, okay. Tapas,
okay.
Enjoy,
mm-hmm.
And sarvaloka, Mahaishwara, Maheshwara,
mm-hmm.
Control the devata and loka,
mm-hmm.
And the sufri for devotees.
Okay, awesome.
And for the yogis?
The sufri.
Sukrit, friend.
Sukrit.
Guide to.
By
Buddhi Yoga. I think Vishwanath explained like that. Three function. Bhukta, Ranya, Geta, Pasta, Sarva, Loka, Mahesha, Sukrit, and Sarva, Buddha.
Sukrit.
But it's not that one.
Only
Yamuna.
Everybody left?
Only Yamuna and Ujjwala. You don't need to go that way. Okay, we can close?
Yeah.
Some question?
Yogis are devotees?
Demon? No, they're like Jnanis. So they're not demons. They're following even karma yogis aren't demons. So they're just following a different process. If they reject the Lord or offend the Lord, then we can call them demons, like the Shankarites. say, Lord is illusory. So they're actually called demons because of that. Because they reject the Lord. They offend the Lord, so they can't get liberation.
Which one better, the demon and the my body offender?
Depends. I guess you say it's a sattvic demon.
Sattvic demon. Sattvic demon.
OK。
よろしいですか。じゃあ終わります。
In Chaitanya Charitamrita, in Adi Vinaya, there is one long purport, and Prabhupada is saying that Paramatma in the hearts of different creatures is Krishna is Paramatma in different form. Like usually we consider that Kshiradakshay Vishnu is the Paramatma, but he's saying that he's quoting and from somewhere, I don't remember, but he's saying that in the hearts of the demons, Sankarshan is Paramatma. And then in the heart of Brahma, and in the so the snakes, the demons, and so Sankarshan is Paramatma in their heart. And then in the heart of Brahma, and Pradyumna, who is related to Rajaguna. And like this, so different.
Oh, really?
Yes. Adi Lila, it's very mysterious. I never met this.
I think because Sankarshan is related to Ahamkara.
Yes.
And Pradyumna is related to mind.
Yes.
Something like that.
Yes, they're like
Aniruddha's intelligence.
Mahavishnu is related with Sankarshan and with Tamugona, so accordingly with his origin of Shiva and all those.
Yeah.
And of course Ahamkara, and then Aniruddha is connected with the Sattvaguna and mind, and Chandra, of course, and what else? All those things.
Yeah.
And then Pradyumna is
Buddhi.
Yes, Buddhi,
yeah.
Rajas, Brahma,
senses.
Rajaguna, the senses, yes, and all those which creatures, so should be the devatas, I guess, maybe. Something, so. So because Krishna is giving the forgetfulness, from the heart, he's motivating everybody, but accordingly to the gunas they established. So apparently he is also appearing in different
forms.
Yes. Very mysterious. Because if he's already established in particular form, so you cannot switch the
yeah. Kshiradakshay is which form? Aniruddha?
Kshiradakshay is Aniruddha. Yes, Sattva Guna Shvetadvip. Yes, Aniruddha. The mind, also Chandra and the moon.
You're doing puja tomorrow.
Me?
Huh.
No.
Huh.
Tomorrow I booked booked from 10 o'clock to go to one very far place. for the knee.
Oh,
these okay. Australian people.
Okay, yeah, that one, the doctor, the physiotherapist.
Yes. I cannot do puja alone anyway because it's like too many things inside. And also Mahatma Prabhupada has some particular way of doing everything. So,
is he here now? I don't see him today.
Yeah.
Is he here?
I didn't see him. So to do puja anyhow, it's okay. But then there are so many particular things in the clothes and all these small details. And it's like maybe at least three times should enter with somebody until...
Okay.
And the time is serious factor.
Okay.
You need to finish
everything,
which is like when I saw him doing the 16 upacharas, it's like he's so fast. He's just saying the name of upacharas. But then he moves so fast and does some other things. It's like light speed. Ah, ocha. So, Mimura-san prepared the tea.
Okay.
So, yes, I'll just make it hot and serve it.
Mataji, you sing now. Okay? No, you sing. I want to hear. you the Mataji.
Japanese design.